Star Anchor is the lucky first sight of this brand new game show that you see before you. I don't think you've seen this on TV. You will see it as a mishmash of all kinds of game shows, and this is definitely going to be a sermon where we need your participation. So first of all, what I really need is someone who just feels called in their spirit to be my Vanna White. All right, Noelle, that was a quick hand up. I think, I should have brought up my boa, but what you do get to do, before we have to vote on whether you can be the Vanna White. If you'll stand up, please, and give us a nice pose. Show us what you're made of. Yes, that's good. Yes, please. I need you, Miss Vanna. Well, first, let me give you, in case we forget who you are, this is the extent of your costume right here. You're beautiful enough to be Vanna. You don't need the gown. I need you to stand here and make sure people pay attention to this board, to what's going on here. Thank you very much. And now, I'd like to call down two lucky contestants. So it could be any one of you. But I have here the names of people who I want to come on down. First, I would like to call down Mr. John Doe. Come on down, John Doe. Let's give him a hand. Woo! Woohoo! And our second contestant is a Mr. Danny Dismayes. Woo! Yeah! Woohoo! That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Now, guys, have you ever played Sue Me before? Are you familiar with this game? Well, let me tell you what you're in for. Sue Me is actually an acronym. It stands for Series of Unfortunate Events, Millennial Edition. Let's get excited. Now, you all, I need for you to please put on your name tags, and I need you to take one of these to hold on to. And I'll tell you what you're going to be doing with these. Now, you can see that board over there. Vanna, let's make sure they can all pay attention to what's going on over there. See that board? Under each of those cards is a happening that occurs in life. Now, here's a disclaimer for all of you viewers out there. We are having some laughs, but what is behind these cards is very serious, as evidenced by the name Series of Unfortunate Events. So we are not making light of the serious things. We are simply showing sometimes when these things occur in life, it can feel a little random, like a game show. So we're poking fun at that. But I need each of you to pick a card, and we will read to you about this unfortunate event, and we'll decide how many of these little buckets they're worth to balance, to carry this heavy burden behind that card. You get what the rules of the game so far? You'll see more as we go along. Who wants to go first? All right, John Doe, which card would you like to pick first?
Number 2.
Thank you, Vanna. Ooh. John Doe, this card says that your child has fallen off a swing at the school playground and broken their arm. Now, on top of it, to go and help them, you miss an important meeting at work to take your child to the hospital and get their cast. Now, how is that going to affect your work? How many buckets is this worth, do you think? How heavy is this to you?
Well, I broke an arm when I was a kid, so it happens. I don't think that's too much of a burden. But missing the meeting, that's important because I'm up for a promotion at work, and it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't help.
So you might not get that promotion. So how many buckets do you think? All right. Hang on to these. This is pretty easy so far. We're going to have to call in some extra help in a minute. Now, Danny Dismayes, which card would you like to pick first?
I'll do number 8.
Number 8. All right. Thank you, Vanna. I love how seriously she takes this job. We chose the right person. Oh, Danny, this is a flat tire on a commute. While commuting home, you had a flat tire on a busy highway, and all the passersby shouted and honked at you for holding up traffic. So everybody shake your fists at Danny. Let's make it real to him. Oh, get off the road. How many buckets Would this be for you, do you think?
6 months ago, this actually happened. This kind of, it's hard. It was on 695, and I was in the fast lane, and my car just turned off. And people were shouting things at me that I can't say in church.
Yeah, we're not going to recreate all that.
It's really stressful when you know that you're blocking everybody, and they might have somewhere important to go, and they're all yelling at you, and it feels really hopeless. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that it's that big of a deal. I mean, my family's okay. I end up okay. Everybody gets where they're going. So I'll just go with one.
Maybe just one.
I'll just go with one bucket.
Speaking of families, we're going to call in some extra help here. John Doe, do you have any family who could come up and help you with this game?
I don't know.
Aww. Okay, sorry, John Doe. Sorry for you. What about you, Danny?
Yeah, actually, my wife is here.
Let's welcome wife and son. You guys are going to help him? This is great. Wow, this is very interesting. Danny Dismays, your son. Boy, you must have had him when you were about 1 year old, huh? That's very interesting. Now, we'll go back to you, John, your turn. Which number would be your next pick?
14.
14, all right. Oh, sorry, Vanna. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, so you just talked about a promotion, John Doe. You find at your job that your colleague was given the promotion and not you. After you had dedicated so many hours to your job, neglecting all your personal life. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's very frustrating. After all that work, how many buckets is that for you? You said you don't have a family, so is work really big for you?
Work is everything.
Oh.
That's three buckets.
Jeez Louise. All right. We'll load them on. You sure you don't have anybody who can help you? Okay, all right. Now, Danny, what number would you pick next?
We're going to go with number 12.
12. Oh, you guys are conferring together. This is good. Your child's friend at school has run away and has been hiding out in your child's treehouse out back. Ooh, this is an awkward scenario. What's going on there? How bad is that for you guys? Your friend ran away, huh? Oh, so he likes it, but this is a problem.
Luckily, my wife is very adept at handling these sort of situations and has already had conversations with this child's parents.
You know,
so while it could be a stressful situation, the fact that I have my family around, I think we'll just go with it.
We'll give them to her.
Yeah, okay. Well,
she's good at she'll hold these for you.
Okay.
She's good at handling this kind of a problem, I think, right? Okay, great. Maybe we'll give the next ones to her, too. She does look pretty strong.
Yeah.
You're lucky you got this family on your side. Sorry, John. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, John, you're up next. Which one would you pick?
Number 10.
Oh, my. Oh, this is... Get ready. Brace yourself. It's a serious one. You find out that your great friend of many years has passed away of cancer. Oh, could you tell me some more about this friend? This sounds pretty heavy to me.
Well, because I'm not married, I sort of keep my friends close, and this friend of mine, we grew up together as kids, and I got real busy with work, and I really didn't spend a lot of time with him in the last couple of years. Cancer got ahead of me and took him before I could get back with my friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So this sounds like a lot of buckets for this guy. I think I'm going to give you like 3 or 4 or maybe even 5 for a death of a friend, huh?
Yes.
Oh, you're running out of some room. You know, Mike, could you just hold that one here? Just hold, and I'm going to just maybe, what, can I do, no? Can you hold this one too?
Okay.
Is that enough? Okay. That's a really heavy one. You going to be okay?
We'll be okay?
You got it? You got it? All right. All right, Danny, your turn.
Seven.
All right. Ooh, a lot of stuff going on with your kid. Kid giving you a lot of problems. Your child is bullied at school and videos are posted on Facebook. It's hard to believe. Sometimes people like to pick on the biggest kid.
He's 7 years old. I don't know.
But your child is bullied at school and videos are posted on Facebook and Twitter, a true 21st century problem. And they don't want to go to school anymore. They want to move away. So how are you doing with that? How are you feeling about that?
Well, I mean,
how heavy
parent,
is this?
As a parent, there's nothing worse than, than feeling
terrible.
Like you're in a helpless situation with your child. That's a lot of buckets. And, I mean, luckily, you know.
Yeah, it is a lot of buckets.
Luckily, we're a strong family, so we'll all be able to support each other. But that's Facebook, too. Wow.
I think I'm going to give you, like, four buckets for that one, okay? I'm going to just
meet this bully, though.
Yeah, really. So, family, how you doing? You got all this? You doing okay? I'm so lucky to have you.
Yeah,
you're good? You're going to hang in there?
Oh, yeah, we got each other.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
It's getting heavy now.
So, all right there. John Doe, which one do you pick next? We're in round four. It's getting down to the wire.
Number five.
Oh, John, life's hard on you. John, after a long struggle with illness, your mother passed away peacefully. Many friends send their condolences. Oh, so close to your friend, too. All this stuff, this is all in like 1 or 2 years, huh? How are you doing with that? How many buckets is that?
Well, my mom was a good support for me since I wasn't married. She really helped me through my friend's passing. Sad to see her go. I think she went peacefully, but still sad.
Oh, gosh. So how many do you think we should give you? What do you think, John?
That's probably 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay. All right. That's how it feels sometimes, huh? Are you going to be able to hold on to all of this? This is getting pretty heavy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't hold one for you. This is up to you. All right, guys. Family, you good for another round?
I got some stuff. I got a football in school.
Remember, I have book club. So
book club.
You said you were okay with me leaving. You watched the kids tonight. And dinner's in the oven. Thank you.
Ooh. Gosh, Danny. So now you're in the same shoes as John, carrying this all by yourself. That's rough. You can do it. You can do it.
All right.
All right. Let's pick a number. This is the fourth round.
I'll take number 3.
All right. During the last rainstorm, your basement floods, and you lose all your belongings, including your family photos that you do not have scanned in. You did not put them on the cloud. You do not have backup.
Well, I mean, we had so many memories. Irreplaceable memories and items that we've lost, and that's—I mean, I just feel so—we should have done something to make sure that didn't happen. That's just—I don't know. And now they're not here to help out. And
yeah, gosh. So you're on your own dealing with this big burden. So how many buckets should we give you for this? This sounds like a really like a lot.
I'm thinking probably 4.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're gonna put some on the end, and I'm gonna have to give you one in your hand and. Just hang on to that. You got it? You got it? I'm sorry, buddy. Gosh. Oh, this is getting really, this is looking pretty precarious. I don't know how much more you guys can handle, but you're both eligible for a bonus round.
He loves bonus rounds.
Yeah. You guys don't want to do the bonus round?
All right. I can't take this anymore. So... You guys are trying to carry this load all by yourselves. Ultimately, you have to turn some of this over to God.
God can carry some of this load for you, lessen your burdens. And then everybody in the congregation is available. They can lessen your burdens.
All these viewers, they can hold these buckets?
Yeah. You can take your buckets and give them to God.
Or
to your friends, and you don't have to hold them all by yourself.
It's not all up to you and your family, just carrying them alone? Wait, the clerk of session, he's very spiritual and wise, isn't he? He really knows what he's talking about. Can you guys give that a try? Can you hang some of your burdens up on the cross? Now, this is just one visual representation of carrying burdens, you guys. And like I said, it's not meant to make light. There's some tough stuff behind those cards. There's death, there's disaster, there's illness, there's just the needless everyday stuff like getting flat tire and traffic. Before we go on any further, let's just give a hand to our wonderful contestants. And Vanna. Unless she wants to keep the Vanna name tag on all day, perhaps, you know. Thank you. So, I just think some takeaways from this object lesson. Once in a while, we adults need object lessons too, not just kids. Some of the takeaways of this object lesson are, to me, one of the first things that we do, especially as people of faith, is when we're going through a tough time, we tend to disconnect. At the time we most need the support of other people who could understand, that's when we kind of isolate and disconnect. And I'm no exception. I know that will be the night I'll watch some marathon on Lifetime or TLC, and I'll turn my phone off and I won't talk to anyone when I'm going through a tough time. So I don't know why we do that. I think there's probably a lot of reasons. A lot of us feel shame at some of the things we're going through. Some of those scenarios are things that we couldn't have prevented, and yet we question, what is wrong with me? Why do these bad things keep happening to me? Why is God doing this to me? And I think we isolate because we think we are the only ones who know what it's like to ask those questions. And we forget, you can raise your hand like this if you want to, but how many of us here have sat up at night and asked those hard questions? I mean, we've all been there. And so we not only can lean a little harder on each other, but to be able to put our burdens on the cross and give them to God is what God asks us to do with them. When I was a teenager and first became a Christian, I memorized this great passage in Matthew, and some of you will know this, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So they weren't carrying this like a yoke, but they were balancing a lot. They were carrying a lot. And life does feel like that game show sometimes. I mean, how many of you have felt like something hard happens, you're having a hard enough time dealing with that, and then something else happens? And it's like, how much more can you take, right? Why is all of this stuff happening at once? But Jesus says, what we're carrying is so heavy, but when we carry it with him, it's so light, that we're supposed to cast our burdens onto him because he cares for us. And the other thing that he tells us is that when we carry each other's burdens, we are doing God's work. That's what Paul writes to the Galatians. He says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in so doing, you fulfill the law of Christ." So my question for you to consider this morning, as we connect faith and suffering, faith and struggle, is what you can do next time you're going through something hard, because it's not if, right? It's when. Life is tough. There's always going to be more buckets, more cards. The next time you're going through suffering, what can you do to isolate less, to let other people in more, to let God in more? Let's connect the dots in the year ahead with each other. Let's trust each other a little more. Let's trust God a little more to carry our loads, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen.